kind of guide this story and share this truth with you, because what we have here is some serious information. This isn't here for you to be entertained tonight, though it may be something entertaining, but this is some stuff that we found that is very important to the times we're in. And there's some people that I invited here tonight, so hopefully you're there. If you are, if you can, let us know in the chat, and let's get it going. Go ahead, Rice.
Well, did Nico want to... Did you say Nico wanted to talk about something?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We Nico's going to go ahead and read something for us before we get started.
Hey, y'all.
Well, how's it going, Nico? Before we get started, how's everything going with you?
Awesome, brother. Y'all hear me great, right?
Yes,
we can. Great. What did you want to read?
I wanted to read something from Anna's website, and it's okay. One of her articles. It's called U.S. Citizen Blues. But before I pop that out, I just wanted to say I appreciate everybody being here with us on the path towards freedom, truth, and light, and enlightenment, and love. And we appreciate you guys, you know, just being here looking for answers, because that's how we found each other. That's how we found the assemblies. And on the path to knowledge, that's really the only way to learn who we are and who we're meant to be and who we're supposed to be, and just live our life as happy and as great as we're supposed to be. So I'm going to pop, I got a screen share, right? So share screen.
Now, is this the one you were going to read before that you told me about?
The U.S. Citizen Blues, brother.
Okay.
I hit share screen.
Mm-hmm. I just want to be clear. I want to clear, Nico. Is that the one that was the opening about the? Yes. Okay.
Once you share the screen on my end, I can add it in.
Your entire screen application window. Oh, okay. Now I see. Got you.
Yeah, we do application window. Okay, perfect. There we go. All right. So we should just see just Anna and none of us.
Awesome. Go ahead. All right. So, guys, this is the U.S. Citizen Blues. And remember, guys, everything that Anna ever posts as far as articles or videos will be on her website, because the assembly is super transparent. So you guys can go find this on your own if you want to share it, or if you want to look up anything else. And obviously, you see at the top, it says it's the Anna Von Wright's website. So this one's called the U.S. Citizen Blues. And it says, let's make it clear that while you persist in calling yourself a U.S. citizen and acting as a U.S. citizen, you are laboring under a number of profound disadvantages. U.S. citizens have no access to the constitutions, nor to their guarantees, and never have had. The political status of a United States citizen, territorial, and also that of a citizen of the United States, which is the municipal, was created by the constitutions. And therefore, obviously, people adopting either one or both of these political status obligations are not parties to the constitutions by definition. So the most U.S. citizens have is a promise of equal civil rights, which gets suspended during national emergencies. And so far as the corporations in D.C. are concerned, they are in a near constant state of emergency as a result of their own mismanagement. So that's why, if you guys are familiar with if you guys see the flag behind me, this is the civil flag. And the American flag that we've come to know is the military flag. So that's why we're always at war. We're always at, you know, we're always at a national emergency. Do I have to actually open the screen, or can you lower it for me?
To get rid of it?
To go down.
Yeah, I can just do this thing. I have complete control. I love it. Real quick, before we begin too, I meant to say this earlier, and hopefully Stan's going to be getting in contact with these folks so that you guys can take advantage and support his channel as well. But if you want to get a free half ounce of silver, take advantage. I partnered up with Money Metals Exchange. You go to moneymetals.com, purchase $100 or more, be a first time buyer, use the promo code RICE, and you get that free half ounce of silver. I want to shout out the chat. So again, we're streaming this on both my channel, Rice TVX, and Stan's channel, Bodhisattva Love. So make sure you subscribe to both channels. Shout out to Paulie P for being in the house. Follow the Money. Thanks for joining us all the way from Canada. Bodhisattva Love's in the house as well, it looks like. Denise Marks, X-Gen, Kat, appreciate you joining. TGS Source, appreciate you guys. TGS, appreciate you adding mine and Stan's YouTube channel to your website. Thank you very much for that as well. Tillis Ross, Shannon LeGros, Spirsch Malunin. Good to see you, Spirsch. We got Lisa Goodall. Hopefully I said that right.
Good ale. Hello, Lisa. Thanks for
having me. Good ale.
Lisa, Lisa, would you mind plugging your website as well? Lisa's a healer. She's a great intuitive healer. We just talked today, so we're going to do videos together as well soon.
Kevin Fain. Yes, and Kevin. So Crutch Chris a God? Crutch
Chris. Hello, Chris. Hello, Kevin. Thanks for tuning in.
Kirch Chris the God. Okay, cool. I want to let everybody know that since we've done this, the first part with Nico, which we streamed about a week and a half ago or so, since then, Stan has gone pretty hardcore in this, and I purposely kind of laid back so I can try to have more of an unbiased view in what's going on. I do agree with a lot of what Audubon Rights and American States Assembly is doing, and I am going to look into this a little bit more hardcore myself, but I wanted to kind of do this so that, because me and Stan work very well together, and this gives me the idea that I can get information from Stan and still kind of keep my foot out of it, so without going too deep into it. Now, again, it's not that I'm not saying that this information's bad information. I'm not saying this information's good information. And what I'm going to encourage everyone to do is, one, do your own research. Yes. Two, go to the websites that we're going to have linked down below that we're going to be talking about, because you can fact check all this information. Everything that's going to be said in this conversation, if you can look it up yourself. That's the whole point of why we're doing this. We're not going to go through the actual processes of what it takes right now to become a state national or a state citizen, but we'll talk about what they are. We'll get into the state's assembly. We'll get into like what the documents, the political documents and legislation that our founding fathers have put forth that make this possible for we the people to create this, these assemblies that are for, of, and by the people. Did I say that kind of, did that all kind of
yes,
come
out? Yes, you did. Right? That was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. That was awesome. Okay, cool. So the way I'm going to try to story play this and go.
And of course, the reason, guys, we aren't telling you about how to correct your status is because we did that in the first video. And right. We will provide those links that will guide you as well.
And if anybody's interested, they can contact both you guys too. And you you can go on the American States Assembly website, which is linked down below, and you can talk to your state coordinator and join up with people, because there's only so much information you're going to get on the websites. Once you become a part of the assemblies, you'll be opened up to more information, education, and other things, which they'll kind of explain. So yes. We're not really going to talk about the stuff we talked about before. So make sure if you haven't checked out episode 8, the first time we talked with Nico, you check that one out and kind of get that backstory. But we did the interview with Audubon Rights. So I encourage you to check that one out too if you haven't. So it's kind of like a little series, little step, because the Audubon Rights series of interview is what inspired Nico. And then Nico went through his process, which we talked about in episode 8, reached out to Stan. Stan got more heavily involved, and now we're going to learn a little bit more. So one of the things that I wanted to get was from the perspective from the founding fathers, from our framers, from our early government, what is it that gives, aside from the First Amendment, which gives us the right to assemble, what is it in documentation that you guys can share that says what the assemblies have the power and the ability to be able to do, and what we the people can do, but may have not been educated to be able to know that we have access to this.
Why don't you go ahead on this one, Stan?
Okay, so the way I comprehend this, do we want to mention the, I guess I'll just mention it now.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll go with the flow.
We can cover it later. So there's, let's just go back to the Civil War. So 160 years ago, they were supposed to reconstruct the United States of America, and they failed to do that. They kind of shoved it under the rug, and just knock me back in line if I say anything that's out of line, because we don't want to represent. We want to present it properly. We're not representing anything, because it's not what we're talking about here. Is not an organization. It's not a club, and there's nothing like that. So what we're sharing with you is just information that
our true history.
And what happened?
Restoration period, like when after the Civil War, we were supposed to have the restoration period to restore,
reconstruct
the United States. So it was 160 years.
They forgot to restore it properly.
Yeah. So they forgot. They shoved it under the rug and didn't restore the United States of America. And now we have the system that we're watching play out, the Wonderland system that we're all seeing on the television. And that system is a fiction. So bring it to today, September of 2020, the states of the Union have finally assembled. The 50 states have assembled after the first time in 160 years, and now they are in session. And you can see these documents from the State Assembly website under, what was that, enrollment?
The enrollment of the states. Yeah, we enrolled the other states that weren't already in the states of the Union because they were created as incorporated entities. They were created after the, you know, Reconstruction that never happened. So we had to enroll them as proper states of the Union, as sovereign nation states. And now that they are, you know, all the states have assembled. We're now in session. And now that we're in session, you know, of for...
What does that mean, Nico?
What does that mean? Of for and by the people. When the states are... The states aren't always in session, but when they are, that's when they can be populated by both American state nationals and American state citizens acting in their true... birthright political status, yes, and capacity that was meant for us. As we are all meant to be sovereign in our own capacity, we are all meant to both uphold the public law and enforce the constitutions. And now, you know, we're familiar with two constitutions, but there's actually three constitutions, as we mentioned in the previous ones.
There's actually four, because I'm claiming now to be commander.
The state one as well?
I'm claiming to be commander in chief and postmaster general of everything, and I'm writing a whole new constitution. So there's going to be a fourth one. So you got to make sure you include that. Okay.
All right.
Sorry, that's fine. You can include whatever you want, guys. But basically, the original land soil,
air, and sea, and I only have 2 feet.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No. You're great. It's okay, brother. I just wanted to say, y'all, so basically the original Constitution was the Constitution for the United States of America. And this was, you know, a land and soil contract. I mean, this was a supreme contract giving us all basically our rights and exemptions as endowed to us by the Creator, because we are all meant to be, you know, heirs to the creation. And basically that freedom was hijacked through corporate feudalism over these past 200 years. And basically what happened was the Civil War amongst, you know, smoke, mirrors, and a bunch of fires basically was created, I mean, I believe, basically based on all this history that we found, it seems that the Civil War was created and just to give both the Vatican and
the Queen, everything,
control over us and take back that freedom that was trying to be given. So they had to do it a certain way because it was given to us in a supreme way. So they had to get us to consent to a system. And that's why I say the other two constitutions and even that constitution you're writing up right now, as far as you're concerned, there's no difference between your constitution that you're writing right now and the one that everyone thinks is real.
With me.
The only difference is that people believe one is real versus the one that you're creating. Obviously, whoever decides to believe in it will decide to believe in it. But that's it. I mean, when it's the same way, basically, these two constitutions that we've come to know, it's just like a poem you could create. I mean, if someone believes that it's amazing and it's true and it's real, then it is. But that doesn't make it real. And basically, it being in a not in the original supreme land and soil jurisdiction, it's an incorporated entity. It's bylaws. It's a piece of paper written. It's not real.
I just had to add a little comedy because.
Oh, of course. We appreciate it.
I got contacted by the Blue Thumb Club. Yesterday, Stan's aware of this, and it's pretty funny. And Miss Visas, I claim all celestial bodies outside of Earth orbit of 40,000. You can keep your little prison. I'll take the stars. I get it. Yeah. But the moon is mine. The moon is mine. You can have the rest.
Absolutely right.
That's fine.
Thanks for tuning in,
Miss V. I just always ask everybody, you know, just think about where you got your information from, because, you know, if it was from a book or a vlog or a status or a tweet or a whatever,
well, this is a
you know,
vlog,
or a post.
So, I mean, that's why I tell people to fact check us.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So to bring it all around, right? So up to date where we are with what we have
a corporation
that created statutes, codes, and ordinance that apply to the corporation. And that is what we know as the fiction. Okay. So what has happened now, there's been created a 4-lane highway, right? So there's a whole nother jurisdiction that exists now, and it's a peaceful jurisdiction. If people stay in the right lane, then nobody, trespasses in each other's lane, then everything's clean and clear. You know, so there's two parallel things happen right now that many are finding out. And it's not about us against them. It is about correcting and bringing back and resurrecting exactly what Nico told you about. To its true form, backed by all those things that our forefathers put together. So it's all based on foundation of everything that's already put in place. So this isn't a joke. This is a serious endeavor, and it's a moment in history. It's a point in time that we have this transition, and everybody feels it. But now if you people see it out there, see it, people that have seen it, that I've talked to several over the last few days, they're seeing this and they're digging in on their own and going to the website and watching the videos and paying attention to what's happening here.
Now, what were the, you mentioned something, a document that sounded like the word mulligan was coming to mind. I'm not sure if that's exactly what was said, and that's just how my brain is recalling it.
Ex parte Milligan.
Milligan?
Is tied to the habeas corpus. So do we want to go ahead and bring that up, or you want to talk about the citizen?
Can I go ahead and just read that one document? Because I really want people to understand just the difference between a U.S. citizen and an American state citizen.
Yeah, if you want to do that, we want to do that first.
Is that document we're talking about, though, like something that says that talks more about forming these assemblies and what kind of...
Well, let him do the differentiation between the citizen and the national, and then we'll go into that.
Okay.
Go ahead, Nico.
You could pull it up, right, brother? You said you could control it, or you could scroll down on it.
Yes, I can.
Go ahead, scroll down on it for me so I can read it.
When I do this, people don't get to see our ugly face for the moment. There we go.
Awesome.
And I can do stuff people don't know I'm doing.
So I'm going to start there again, guys, at the U.S. citizens, the second paragraph. So U.S. citizens, guys, they have no access to the constitutions, all of them. nor to their guarantees, and never have had. The political status of a United States citizen, which is the territorial, and also that of a citizen of the United States, which is the municipal, was created by the constitutions. And therefore, obviously, people adopting either one of or both of these political statuses, political status obligations, are not parties to the constitutions by definition. And I just want to let everyone know that anytime you see, like, let's say the state of Georgia, for example, in all capital letters, that's the municipal. And when you see the state of Georgia, for example, in lowercase letters with just the first letter capital, that's the territorial government.
Okay.
Anyways,
question.
Yes.
Question. Okay. Now, nothing against Anna. I love Anna. She's good people. I know that America States Assembly is more than just Anna. I know a lot of it started with her research. There's people like this Paul Strammer guy or Strammer. I'm not sure like what his role is. Do you have any documentation or any information from other people involved in the American States Assembly that's not just us referencing 100% just Anna's? Nothing against Anna. You get what I'm saying though?
Let me share what I've gathered through the past couple weeks, okay? How I comprehend what's going, because I've listened to almost every webinar that they've had. Okay. And I encourage everybody, you have to do your diligence to fully comprehend what is going on here, especially if you haven't been paying attention and this is new to you, you're not going to get it. It won't make any sense. So you have to do your own diligence. So through the videos, Anna had mentioned that they have a team of people. We're talking, these could be people that were 60 years old already, that were already, you know, doing this way before what we see today, right? So we can go 100 years back, because those guys that were 60, 70, 80 were giving the education and wisdom to a group of people. We got thousands of people in the background constantly doing research for years, and they've compiled all this research into exactly what you're witnessing at this moment, in this now moment. So all that's been compiled, and Anna is just the beautiful grandmotherly face. I mean, she's such a heartfelt woman, and she's amazing. If you guys look at her website, and the grace coming through and working through this woman, okay, and everybody in this assemblies. And remember, it's not a club, it's not an organization. It's you literally becoming a free man and woman, free living man and woman on the land and soil, free to move about this earth in peace and harmony. And it is up to us to uphold the constitutions. And now this is where Nico is going to get into the difference between a state citizen and a state national.
Okay. I was just looking at this real quick. I'm sorry. We're going to do that. Do you need to screen share something, Nico?
No, brother. You could just keep going with that. And I did just want to, oh crap. What was I just going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. Cause I was listening to y'all.
The difference between the national and a citizen.
Yeah. I was going to add something to what y'all said, but y'all enticed me with the conversation. Anyways, we'll keep going. I'll remember later.
Well, that's how you know it's genuine too, and real. And what, you know, we could talk for a second. I'm going to try to pull this up and screen share while we're talking. So I can.
And I did just want to say, yeah. And if you guys look at the side, Kevin, appreciate that, Kevin. The Living Law Firm are non-bar attorneys and historians working with Anna to verify and decipher all these processes. It's not just Anna. And many of the people you guys have heard in the last 40, 50, 60 years, 20, 30 years who have been on just the quest for truth and freedom, I guarantee if what they were saying was true, you know, they're involved in the assembly. And I just wanted to say, guys, the fraud is international. I mean, this is with the straw man and the corporations and the corporate feudalism. This is a global thing. This is not just America. But our forefathers did put amazing safeguards in place to allow us to, you know, I guess you could say fight that corporate feudalism. And there is only one American States Assemblies. And that's what we are. We are the states assembled. We are of, for, and by the people. Basically, we are just people who were, you know, U.S. citizens or citizens of the U.S. or 14th Amendment citizens, which is basically something that we accidentally subscribe to through breach of trust and breach of contract and through misinformation. And we've come to find out that there is nothing not only valiant about being a U.S. citizen, but it's actually just a form of voluntary servitude.
You guys want to explain what this is real quick for people that might be unfamiliar?
The Eye of the Wizard, guys. This is great. If you guys want to learn in less than 30 minutes, pretty much the main information you need to know to be able to understand all this stuff and kind of see, you know, what we're trying to explain to you guys right now, go to Eye of the Wizard. And that was created by a brother who is a citizen. He is a national. And basically what he did was he took a bunch of information and kind of put it into videos that anyone could watch. I mean, you could show a fifth grader it and teach them.
They're great videos.
Great
and
videos.
I love the illustration. Yeah.
I created a
great videos
on my.
Yeah. They're interesting too. They're interesting too, but they take reading. It's not listening. It's reading. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say, guys, most of the information is reading. If you read it, you'll find out everything you need to know about it, and it'll just lead you to more truth. I mean, we want you guys to do some digging, you know, because the answers are all there.
And I have a playlist I created on my YouTube channel too. So if you just go to my playlist section, you'll see the playlist there as well, and it'll take you to their actual YouTube channel. And I would encourage you to subscribe to their YouTube channel. I think it's a guy named Robert Avidashin or something to that effect. I know I'm butchering his name, so I apologize to the gentleman in advance.
Yeah, he did a great job, Robert. That was awesome. We appreciate you.
And I appreciate everybody for tuning in. What we'll do is we're towards the end, we'll open it up for a few questions. Let's talk a little bit about the difference between what an American or not an American, a state national. Is it an American state national?
Yeah, you can American state national, American
would that
state
be the full
citizen.
Term? Or it's not just state national or state citizen. So it's American state national, American state citizen, or state citizen, state national.
Well, the only true state citizens are American state nationals.
It would be the only thing that would be considered a sovereign type status. Because prior to the 14th Amendment, which made all free people, is what it said, like to include the people who were slaves. It made all people U.S. citizens. And prior to the U.S. citizen status, you would have been one of the statuses that you're meant that we're going to be talking about. So it's kind of just correcting your status back to what took place before the 14th Amendment. So there's nothing seditious or treasonous about this. I mentioned before, I think it's probably one of the most patriotic things that you can do as far as just correcting your status. And we're not educated to know this, which is the reason why that we're doing these videos and the reason why, you know, Stan has gone down this route in addition to Nico as well. So Nico, what is the biggest difference? And without giving like anything about like royalty or king, anything like that.
What honestly, if you pull up that screen share, in the next sentence, it answers it for them because it tells them what U.S. citizens have that you don't want to have.
Okay, I want to pull it up and then I want to let Stan talk.
Go ahead, Stan.
Okay, so this is like a defining moment in history. Okay, so you guys, this is like, that's why I said this is very serious. It's important to really comprehend what's happening here, because this isn't some guys in a basement with some unilateral pipe dream, you know, thinking this up. And hey, just like all the people before us that have tried these things, they were all doing it wrong. That's why it never worked. This is has a foundation. This is the true grit. So it's very imperative to pay attention here and focus on this. On this information, if you find it interesting, I implore you to dig in and learn for yourself, so you can see really how important this is, especially the times we're in, because a lot of people are afraid of what's around the corner. If you see this and you correct your status, then you have you're above what's happening, and you have the protection of the assemblies with you. So I wanted to make that clear.
Yes, and cool. I also wanted to say, y'all, if everyone's wondering about like Texas trying to take, you know, all the other states to court, the only reason they couldn't win that court case is because they don't have the original jurisdiction. And that's what reclaiming your birthright political status as an American state national and an American state citizen does. It puts you in that original jurisdiction as the de jure employer of every single incorporated entity on your land and soil. And right now, every entity pretty much that we've come to know, whether it's colleges, schools, law enforcement, courts, judges, bar attorneys, they're all incorporated entities. And at the end of the day, you're their employer. It's up to you to decide how they tell you how to live. But we've been forced to not know who we are.
Real quick, I want to say too, like based off something that Stan said, we're not talking negatively about anybody else in the freedom movement who has tried to do something different than what American States Assembly is trying to do. It's just what me and Stan have been trying to research, and what we found is that a lot of people are missing a piece of the puzzle. And it seems that the collective of American States Assembly may have completed the puzzle. That's kind of the thing that I wanted to stress. It's not as if these people are putting out or doing anything that's completely false. It's just
absolutely.
They were missing something. And I felt like a lot of people were missing something. And that's not saying anything bad, because Anna, us, we're all standing on the shoulder of giants. We have to give credit to the
absolutely.
People, you know, like people like Jordan Maxwell. He definitely has influenced and taught a lot of people. I would even say Santos Bonacci. I know that obviously Nico, he's a huge fan.
Oh my God, I hope I can talk to him one
day. If anybody knows Santos, you know, have him reach out to us, because
please,
me and Stan,
Santos, you can spend the night at my house for 2 months. I got 3 rooms you could have.
He's not free. Far. He's really not far. He's in Mexico.
We want to know more knowledge.
He's in Mexico. Real quick, yeah, before we talk about the difference between the national and the citizen, can you guys answer Kurt's question about what he like who he needs to contact for this?
Send an email.
Comment. Go ahead.
Send it. Put if you want. Send us an email, or send Rice an email, and he can get with us, and we'll get you to the right people. Because once you record it, I'll tell you. Once you recorded it, they activated. If they recorded it, it should be active now. When you go into the LRS system, you go into the LRS, and you'll see on the left hand side drop the pancake if it's not dropped already, and then you'll see it'll say.
Well, he might have recorded on their in his county system.
Well, he says he's already recorded. He's just wanting to know how to obtain the credential card in a private place.
I would get in touch with the state coordinator.
It's tied into the system.
Recording secretary for your state brother, and tell them you got your paperwork recorded and you're ready to get your credentials.
Okay.
And they'll set you up right, because that's the thing, you know, you can record either on the land recording system directly with the assembly, or the way people had to do it in the past was they had to record it with their actual, you know, the county, you know, the incorporated county C recording system. So our land recording system is actually, the original jurisdiction. So it's just one step above. But if you're recorded in their system, you're still recorded as a living man. So all you have to do is just get in touch with your assembly brother. And that'll be on the website linked below. Reach out to your state coordinator. Tell them you're recorded and you're ready to get your credentials and your placard and join the assembly.
Now, let me ask you real quick.
And I wanted to say the difference between a national and a citizen is.
Hold on real quick. Stan.
Go ahead, brother.
The LAN recording system, is that not uniform across for all of us? Because I want to mention
international
this.
Systems.
Okay, so now this is on a blockchain. I don't want to segue off there, but it's on a blockchain, so people know it's immutable. And now bear with me, guys. I have only gotten three hours of sleep every night, so I'm like really groggy.
You work.
The truth does that to you, brother.
Yeah. Let's I'm gonna go back to the screen share and let Nico, if you need to pull up, because we can only see so much up, make sure you can see what you see on the screen on your end, Nico, and make sure people can see it as well.
Sounds good. I'll tell you, scroll down when I'm ready.
I remember now, it's you
got control of it. I don't.
I remember now. So this is the first time in history we've had a real public record.
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead, Nico.
Yeah, and that's the thing, guys. Like I said, just the same way we are, you know, bringing everyone home to the original jurisdiction, a lot of the original jurisdictions, that's part of the reconstruction. You know, they had to set that actual public record because most people haven't been recording their whole life. They've been registering. And that's just another form of subscribing to a man-made system, something that you don't want to do.
To circle back around real quick to what Stan said about this being recorded and being used on a blockchain in and of itself is a public ledger. So this is the kind of thing that you would want to be utilized. I mean, blockchain is a tool that can be used for good and bad. And this is obviously a good use case for blockchain being a public ledger to where you don't have to trust. You can verify. That's the motto in the crypto space. But I see you highlighted this part. You want to go ahead and
talk about the differences? And I just want to tell you guys the difference between a national and a state, American state national and American state citizen is an American state national. I mean, you basically have all rights and exemptions as owed to you from the original Constitution, the original Declaration of Independence, the original statutes at large, the original Articles of Confederation. Now, what you don't have... what you can't do is you can't join the state militia and you can't vote internationally. And when I say internationally, Georgia is a different nation than Florida. We are international to each other. People don't realize
state,
that.
Every state is its own nation. They all have their own constitution, government, their own law enforcement. It's a confederation of states.
And that's why it's up by the people, because Georgia is controlled by birthright Georgians. And you don't have to be born in Georgia. You could be a birthright New Yorker, as I am, who resides in Georgia and is now a Georgian. So Georgians are the ones that not only enforce the Constitution, you know, of Georgia, but they also uphold the public law. So if you guys see right here, the most U.S. citizens have is a promise of equal civil rights, which gets suspended during national emergencies. And that's why you guys are seeing, obviously, with Corona. So far as the corporations in DC are concerned, they are in a near constant state of emergency. And you guys know, I mean, the war on terror, the war on drugs, the war on coronavirus, the war on every war you can ever think of. It's just another excuse to hold you down. And if you are an American state citizen or an American state national, they have no right because you are their employer. So they can only basically control the people who subscribe to their corporation. And that is U.S. citizens, citizens of the U.S., and 14th Amendment citizens. So some specific rights, like the right to habeas corpus, have even been suspended by executive order of the commander-in-chief since 1863. So there are numerous exceptions where even when there isn't a national emergency, U.S. citizens are denied truly equal civil rights. So you see, guys, even when you're not in a national emergency, you don't have the right to habeas corpus. You want to look that up?
And see some of the things you're talking about, too. Like if you were a state national or a state citizen, you would be the original Constitution is what would uphold. So any amendments and changes would not be applicable to you.
Yeah,
so
guys, any rules, like regulations, ordinations,
those kind of things would have been, you know, are considered unconstitutional.
They're unlawful.
You're a U.S. citizen. it's not really anything you can do. And I wanted to point out just as something else really funny. I don't know if anybody else notices this, but Stan, you type really loud. I don't know if it's like,
my microphone is right by where you're, no, it's cool.
I just, you got my apologies. Heavy type hand or
my mic is right next to the keyboard. Yeah.
He's passionate, baby.
I'm like falling asleep here too. ASMR with you, like typing. It's like,
my apologies.
Oh no, it's nothing bad. It's just pointing out something. So the difference, once somebody decides to become one or the other, what is the difference between a citizen and a national?
So like I said, if you're a citizen, you can vote on international. You could vote on anything internationally. So if there's a vote for the entire states of the union, then you can vote on it. If you're a national, you can only vote and be involved in your state assembly. So like a Georgian who's a national will only be able to, you know, be involved with the Georgian laws and votes. If you're an American state citizen acting as a Georgian, I can also vote on anything that comes, you know, to pass that's going to be voted on with all 50 states.
The way I was understanding it was that the national was had all the benefits of that status but didn't participate within a government, and
pretty much. So if you're a citizen,
you can still join your public law court. You can still, you know, you can still be a like a county clerk. You can still be like a county judge. You can still do that stuff.
Stan made it sound like if that was the case, though, like if you started out as a national and then you started participating in the government, that you would be
well. It depends on what you're talking about. If you you have to be a state citizen.
International.
Can you guys hear me? Hold on. Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
brother.
So. Citizen, the other parts that I've heard is that if you're a citizen, American state citizen, you have to be a state citizen in order to participate like a continental marshal or a sheriff or, you know, hold office like probably a justice and things like this, because you have to be elected into these things.
You have to be a citizen. That's what I mean by participating, not necessarily voting and things like that, because anybody that would be able to vote. But as far as being able to participate and actually actively being in said government.
And American state citizens literally are the people who uphold the Constitution, where the other people are kind of like living outside doing their thing. They have all the rights and exemptions, but the people that are American state citizens are actually doing the stuff to uphold the Constitution. You know, they're the peace officers, they're the marshals, they're the sheriffs.
As a national, you could definitely uphold the public law and enforce the Constitution in your county.
Absolutely.
That's what I was going to say, because, you know, you're a lawful person again. And I just want to, can you point out Jay's comment after this? Give this about 20 more seconds. I just wanted to say, Jay,
let me ask real quick, when he said state nationals cannot vote outside of their county, did he mean country?
No, county. Because it's, remember, the soil, land and soil. So that's why your county is very important.
But you can't vote outside. You can't do state voting.
No, I told you, because every county, again, is a different nation. That's also international. Okay. And that's what I was trying to reiterate, that international. Yeah, so Jay, you're a little bit wrong, but what you said is beautiful, because I got to break it down. So no one living today is bound by the Constitution.
By what you would think of a contract, all parties, there has to be living parties for a contract to be to be able to be applicable.
And that's the thing, guys, when you accidentally subscribe to be part of a corporation instead of being part of an unincorporated country, you're choosing to be a legal person. You're no longer acting in your capacity as a lawful person. Consent. And lawful persons are owed the constitutions, not legal persons. Lawful persons are considered living men and women. So you were a little bit right, but you were a little bit wrong, because I know it sounds crazy, but basically when you are using your straw man, your legal person, they don't consider you a living person. They consider you a federal employee who's, you know, kind of stillborn, like you're a bad, you know, you need their supervision. So everything you do is up to their say. So you're not free to choose for yourself.
This awesome microphone was gifted to me by Prayer Bear.
Awesome. Oh, that's awesome, brother.
About a year and a half, 2 years ago, something like that. So he's
a big mic.
It's a Blue Yeti. It's a good podcasting microphone, but I just, since he said something, I was thinking about it. I had
appreciate
to
you, Prayer Bear. Hey, that microphone's what got me on this interview.
Right. So could you put up Kevin Fain's last remark? Kevin, keep us in line here, Kevin, because Kevin is very knowledgeable. Baby. Kevin's a good guy. I've spoke with Kevin on the phone. He's a great man, and look forward to
Kevin's on Missouri. If anyone needs help or knows anyone who needs help on Missouri.
Kevin's in Missouri. What is his role
in Missouri? He's on Missouri. He's no longer coordinator. In Missouri. He's on Missouri because we are on the land and soil. We are no longer in the ship, guys.
Sorry.
So I want you. I didn't.
To me, it's like it's make fun of Russell J. Gould and give him hell week. Sorry.
Hey, I got recorded last night, you guys. I was on a recorder training, and I got my. I'm recorded now, and it's official. So it felt good. It feels good.
He's home.
Yeah.
You are official. Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you, brother.
Congrats.
Again, Cyrus, thank you, man. I just can't thank you enough. And I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Okay, so was there anything that you guys wanted to touch on before? Because, I mean, obviously we're going to continue this conversation. But is there anything you guys want to touch on?
I really just want to just read some of that information. And then if any questions formulate from that information, because that information is gold, you know.
Okay, and then we'll open it up here.
And then we can go with the expert Milligan after some questions. After that, we'll have Stan show the document that kind of gives us our power.
Shannon, I can't. Stan, can you write this down?
Current gov process? Well,
yeah, so we're their employer.
Yeah, so if you become American state national, American state citizen, me and Nico, our status is now corrected, then you're literally, none of that applies to you, but everything still belongs to you. So everything
right.
That's here.
You take control of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you become one of the landlords, basically. So as the landlord, you're
the employee, they're the employer.
You're the employee, you're the employer.
You take ownership of your legal fiction and can operate it in that capacity.
Yes.
As the living man, you can operate as your legal fiction.
As a lawful person.
As a lawful person.
All rights and exceptions.
As a lawful people.
Put up Kevin's one again. He's got a good one there.
Oh, yeah.
Lawful people. Can't be lawful person, though. I mean, I guess it could be if we're not talking about
contract. No, it is lawful person. It's just lawful, though. It's not legal.
Yeah, but I don't. The person word.
I know. You're totally right.
In legal terms, is corporation.
I know.
But we are in this jurisdiction. But
you'll see in the video. That's the difference. Kevin, it's different.
Right in this jurisdiction, it doesn't play.
I am a nomad pirate right now.
Living people are on the land. Dead corporate entities are in the ground. That's awesome. You're totally right.
Okay. Let me do the screen share. Boom. People can.
All right. So let me pop this up.
Not see us.
See awesome. Us. Okay. Where are we at? So you. All right. So the point is, guys, what Congress gives the Congress or the president can take away. You see that? So what Congress gives the Congress or the president can take away. Why? Because civil rights are privileges conferred by the civil government, that is the municipal government of the United States. And you see the lowercase the? It's not the real one. It's the corporation. So they have nothing to do with natural and unalienable rights that Americans are heir to. U.S. citizens cannot own land in this country, guys, with the result that they are considered tenants, not landlords. And in all cases where U.S. citizens have homes or land in this country, they have only tenant rights. So if you're a territorial citizen, the municipal government acts as landlords. If they are municipal citizens, the territorial government acts as landlords. And in no case do the U.S. citizens actually own anything. They are presumed to be residing here on a temporary basis, providing governmental services to us, the missing Americans, house sitters, in other words. United States citizens are subject to statutory law and function as legal fiction persons. They cannot access the public law or even the law of peace, which the military is obligated to give us. And everyone could look this up, and everyone who is already in law enforcement should know this. Because living lawful persons are owed the law of peace. legal fiction persons aren't. So every law enforcement officer knows this. So municipal citizens, whether they know it or not, they do know it. They just not realizing what they're you know, distinguishing between. So municipal citizens of the United States and their slaves, known as citizens of the United States, are also taxpayers by definition. They too are all legal fiction persons. So there is no advantage to claiming to being a U.S. citizen of either stripe, and never has been, except for getting a federal paycheck and other payola. There is no reason that any American in their right mind would ever knowingly or willingly choose to be considered a U.S. citizen. Since the U.S. citizens are all taxpayers by definition, and federal corporations in D.C. have had a mighty motivation to count everyone in sight as U.S. citizens, and to make it difficult for the rest of us who are not employed by the federal government to, one, claim our birthrights, and two, live in a militaristic society dominated by our employees and all their regimentation. Any questions so far, guys? Any questions in the comments?
Anna, Shannon LeGros, she says, what I'm asking is how do we fire these government we hired? So what happens, Shannon, imagine the 4-lane highway, right? And you got them in the right lane, in the slow lane, and we are in the fast lane. But if they kind of move over into our lane, they're trespassing. So they're running in parallel. So you don't fire them. It's not about us against them. It's not about us against the police. It's not us against the courts. It's none of that, because we're literally, we're living men and women living in peace and harmony amongst you guys. So right now, me and Nico are foreign to you. We're in a total another jurisdiction, living free men, like literally with all our rights and exemption with right next to you. But if things happen in a certain way, we have things to protect us where you are bound by the corporate fiction.
Well, let's put it this way, guys. Go ahead.
You at the same time have to abide by what's common law to the land and natural law. You're not just sitting around here thinking, oh, I can just do whatever I want to do.
It's nothing like that. It's the totally opposite.
I want to make sure nobody thinks that this is like their ticket to be an asshole.
No, guys, basically you have rights and exemptions. You have the right to the freedom of conscience. You have the right to freedom of religion. You have the right to bear arms. You don't have the right to stab your neighbor for no reason and get away with it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's basically like the Ten Commandments. I mean, honestly, it's natural law.
Here's how it works.
Natural law, the Ten Commandments.
Speaking of, I got my interview with Mark Passio.
Basically the same way, Deborah, the same way you are in the same jurisdiction as Chris is right now, which I and Stan were in both last week and a few months ago. No, they're not trying to fire me. They're not trying to get rid of me. They're trying to help me join the proper American States Assembly. They're trying to teach me the correct history. They're trying to teach me what my proper rights and exemptions are. They're trying to teach me what those exemptions are. So we're supposed to be exempt from, you know, taxes, rules and regulations. I mean, there's many things. So the same way we're teaching each other, we're going to be teaching those law enforcement officers. We're going to be teaching those, FBI agents, those CIA agents. And once they're given the public notice by their employers, if they continue to act unlawfully, well, that's when we'll have to, you know, take that one person and say, okay, you know, you acted unlawfully. You committed an international crime. This is the consequence. Now, if they choose to act lawfully, well, then it doesn't matter. You're not doing anything wrong. Just because you choose to be on the C jurisdiction, that's fine. You can continue to do what you want, but just know that in the C jurisdiction, you know, you're basically a voluntary indentured servant who doesn't have any rights, doesn't have any exemptions, and you both can't enforce the Constitution and can't uphold public law.
Stan, you got we did like a multi three-way interruption.
Sorry,
at
y'all.
The same time. You know, sometimes it happens. And Stan is always so nice and patient. And then I've got to like, Stan, you got it. So go ahead real quick. And then we can address what Mr. Polly P wanted to ask.
Okay. So in this jurisdiction, it works And again, he said, Nico said join. There's nothing to join, so I want to make sure we clear that up.
No.
Because you're not joining
correct
anything.
Political status. Sorry.
You're correcting your political status, and then now you've literally rescinded all your powers of attorneys, your contacts, you let them put them on notice that you've captured all the names, and if they use them, that they're held liable for the misuse of those trademarks, or your copyrights, I'm sorry. And so this is, you got to go in and read the paperwork. They are not documents. There is no contracts here. You're literally decontracting from the fiction that was captured at your birth. Okay. So I'm going to make that clear. Now,
the one that you're fraudulently deceived into.
Yeah. Here's a term that
parents, you
listen to this term, crib napped. You were crib napped.
Exactly.
How about that one?
You were ship napped.
Yeah, you're crib napped.
You know, they turned you into a vessel and ship napped you.
Yeah, like, they turned you into a bird.
Yeah,
into goods.
Smuggled you on the ship.
It's crazy.
Turned you into, yeah. But so how it works in this jurisdiction, so, you know, Anna covered this and someone's like, well, what about jails? Like, how does that work? And she's like, well, in this system, it's a little draconian in the way that if someone goes out and murders somebody, well, they're not going to get locked up and get 20 years in prison. They're going to get the death sentence.
Well, can you put that one back up that you just put, Chris? Because I want to answer that.
Yeah, Polly,
your birthright trade name.
Sunday. So me and you are going to talk. We'll cover a lot of this that you have questions for when we hang out Sunday and you buy me some drinks.
And what you're doing is you're claiming your birthright trade name. So
read the paperwork, Polly. Yeah, just read the paperwork.
And answer.
Everybody here.
You're in a telegram, Polly. Also, if anybody's interested, I don't have it in the video description. I will add it in the video description, but you can email me or Stan or Nico in the video description. Contact information there. We have a Telegram group that's open to the public. And we're going to be opening up our Discord group that we're putting together now to the public as well, which will be a little bit better organized. But contact us, and then later on we'll add the link in the video description. But if you're interested in joining our Telegram group, we're looking for productive people that are not trying to be counteractive, that are actually trying to be proactive and get involved. Doesn't necessarily have to be with American States Assembly. It just has to be freedom-oriented. I just wanted to clarify.
And Clifford, we do have fee schedules. Oh,
yes,
go ahead, bro.
So Clifford, once again, go to the American States Assembly. There's going to be a tab. Bryce, could you pull it up, please, real quick?
Clifford, which
the American State Assembly.net. And we're just going to go to that.
Couple different messages.
So you can build them from.
What am I looking for?
Just pull up the American State Assembly. Just pull it. Push screen share the homepage.
Okay.
And people see the sliders. There's a bunch of sliders.
Let me get rid of
moving across the screen.
Here we go. There's what moving across the screen?
Just open the website. They'll see it.
Not that one, but the American States Assembly website.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then I
can do it if you want, but I just got to open up.
I got to pull it up. Hold on a second.
Get a controller.
Controller.
Website.
So Clifford Lee, when you go to the website there, there'll be the 928 928, and you'll see the 928. Follow that link and you'll read all the paperwork there. You'll see also the slider for the fee schedule. Mm-hmm. And then you just can click on that and you'll get to see everything you need to know.
You see it?
Yes.
Click on
AmericanStatesAssembly.net. American States with an S, assembly.net.
Chart your course.
Stan, can you go ahead and type that in the chat?
What's that? American State Assembly?
Yeah, just so if anyone wants to do it with us, they can do it with us.
Now scroll through those and let them see them, right? So they can see what's there and you'll point out what I've just shared. The 928 and the fee schedule.
I see the fee schedule. Where's 928?
Keep going. It's all the way to the
right. Going to the right, brother.
Make sure I got this right.
Passport, truth about the IRS, next step about sending your revocation letters, revocation of election to pay taxes, marriage.
And before you click on the 928s, I want you to show everyone the last date. There's the March 15th one, but before you click it.
Oh,
no worries. We'll do it after.
Hold on.
I just wanted you to show them the last one that's been made. Keep going on the dates and see. No. Keep going to the right. You see how they're by date? Go to the right. The right.
Oh, the other right.
Yes, the other right. No worries.
How far over?
just keep going
until you see the last date. It'll be in December. There's December? One in December that they just made, and I want that's like the newest one. And that one has great information.
I'm going back in the months. I should be going
there. 9/28.
Yeah, but that's March.
Where's that other one? I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna find it real quick. All right, my bad. Open up that one.
What were you looking for, Nico?
I'm gonna find it. Just go ahead and show everyone what you were saying, Stan.
Well, yeah, I see it fine.
My bad.
All right. So you got all the
because I can't see what you're seeing right now.
I can't. Okay. So if you scroll down.
Oh, there you go.
Oh man, you guys keep making me. You could work.
I found it.
Making you work, man. You've been working all day. You want to keep going? Keep going. So you can read all this. Get all the information.
How to record?
There you go. All those leaks. You got deed of reconveyance. You want to read those off?
Yes.
And then here we go.
Stan, how do I comment in the chat?
Hold on. Yeah,
You gotta open a YouTube link and go to my channel or Rice's, and then go to the chant from the YouTube. Yeah.
Here we go. I'm gonna read these off. If you are filing all of your documents together, you will need to put them in the following order: deed of reconveyance, deed of conveyance, certificate of assumed name, act of expatriation, John Doe. Act of expatriation, John M. Doe. Act of expatriation, John Mark Doe. Cancellation of all prior powers of attorney. Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act. DNA paramount claim. Recording cover sheet. Diagram of the fraud. Optional. And all this you can get for the price of $0. It's free. Free, baby.
There are a $25 recording fee.
They should use that as a commercial. And
the paperwork is free, but there is a $25 recording fee that you put through the website.
Recording fee, and then
$35 for your credential.
Love it.
And Dandy Leon, does it make you a sovereign entity? Yes. Not a sovereign citizen, but a sovereign entity. Yes, you are.
Right, and
but
before
we don't throw that term around. It's just you're a living man on the land. Yeah, so you've got to keep the sovereign out. It really doesn't matter.
Definitely wouldn't use it. Just the word sovereign. You should just really research that a lot better. I'm not downplaying who you are. Don't know anything about you, but just make sure you're covering all bases. All various definitions of what that word actually truly means. And I encourage everybody to do that pretty much with everything. You'll start to realize there's a lot of double speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you see any other questions? Do you want me to highlight or anything else?
Did you see the one I posted in the comment? You could click on that one. If everyone wants to click on that, I would recommend everyone going there. There's more video there, guys.
The only way to know is to go look at the paperwork yourself and read it. When you read the paperwork, it'll make sense. You have to just read each paper. They're not documents. It's just paper with words. Read them, and then it'll make more sense. That's the most important thing you can do.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Want to keep going?
Yeah, I mean, I got about 10 minutes or so. I mean, we'll give each other time to go through and do our final thoughts here in a minute. Let's see here. Clifford Lee. Do you guys know Clifford?
I do not.
Okay. The name looks like it's spelled in a form of quantum or put in a form of quantum. But so can you bill and return to sender debts? The one thing I want to talk about that I want to say is, especially on my end, nothing that I'm trying to do personally is about that. About discharging debt, about receiving money that may be owed to me or a trust account. If any of that stuff is truly real, that would just be kind of like the icing on the cake. And if that's something you want to explore, then again, make sure you do your own research and just go down and make sure you're doing it right. But if you're going in this with the mentality of that's why you're doing this, then you're in this for the wrong reason.
And I just want to say, y'all, remember now, like, when you claim your birthright, you're considered the landlord. So any corporation is on our land. So they have no right.
That doesn't mean you can walk into said corporation and say, give me your product for free.
No, that's not what it means. But it means that if anyone's acting unlawfully on our land,
there are some people out there that will.
It's up to us to correct that. And it also means that. Go ahead.
And that's why it's up to us, Rice, as self-governing people, to stop that and correct it. So if some guy's in there abusing this and doing it incorrectly, we want to make sure that we address him, because now myself, if that, I will make sure that is corrected, because that is our job.
I want to highlight too that ultimately, yes, if anything that's dealing with a banking system that would be considered fraudulent because of the practices with the fractional reserve banking and then the dollar bill not having any backing, all these different variations, a lot of the things you have with contracts in terms of banks, those things should be corrected. But don't quote me on that, and I'm not saying
they will be.
Well,
you can quote us on it. They will be.
Well, they can quote you on it. So
here's what we're hearing. Here's what we're hearing.
Y'all will hear it on the Monday night webinars yourselves.
Yeah, here's what we're hearing, that people have gotten money back from turning in receipts. I've heard that some haven't. Of course, some have and some haven't. So I'm not sharing some pipe dream here. It's like, if it happens, cool. But that is something that is occurring right now.
Yeah, well, the Federal Reserve is on our land too, so.
Right.
Basically, they've been acting fraudulently using our trusts for 200 years, and all that money is owed to us with interest. So,
and here's what it looks like.
All this stuff with the straw man is fraudulent, and it will be taken care of. But you have to correct your status and join your state assembly to be able to get to those venues where you can discharge that debt.
Can everybody see that pretty damn clear?
Yes, brother, we see it.
Okay.
So what happened?
There's weekly meetings, so anybody can tune in themselves and listen to this information.
And y'all can go to Anna Von Wright's website too. And there's like a place where you sign up with your first name, last name, and email, I think. And it'll put you on the email list, and they'll send you a weekly reminder for the phone call every Monday or maybe the day before.
Are you getting paid to do promotion for her?
No promo. Just lots of love and gratitude.
I love Anna. She's such a sweet lady.
Just like Stan said, I mean, nothing but truth and grace. Such a breath of fresh air in this upside down world we lived in.
What did we get, like 2 hours of her time, Stan?
She was amazing. You guys got to listen to our Anna Von Wright's if you haven't heard it. I listened to it last night.
Early next year. I'm going to reach out to her after the holidays.
I hope I get to one day put a face with the name, you know, shake her hand and just tell her how amazing she is.
Tacos.
I mean, I will.
Clifford Lee. Clifford Lee says, so basically correcting my status will expose the fraudulent behavior and thus void it. Absolutely. That's exactly
absolutely,
what it is.
And you'll
it's
see
on
in
public
paperwork.
Record.
Yeah.
So imagine this, you guys. Just try to make this crystal clear. A Leo pulls me over. And
law enforcement officer for y'all who don't
law
know.
Enforcement officer, and I show him.
Say, what, did you get pulled over by a lion?
I'm a lion. I'm really, a Leo, and I ain't pulling him over. Cool. Keep going.
Shout out to Taco Leo's as well.
A Leo pulls me over, and I show him my credential. He can scan it, and it'll go to the public record. He can look at every one of those. Now, I'm not going to raise a fuss because I'm just going to say, hey, yes, this is public record. I'm moving in my private capacity. And everything is there that you need to do. You need to know. There's the fee schedule. There's everything. If you choose to trespass against me, you can be held liable for everything. So you right now you're being put on notice directly, but it's on public notice that it's there. That if any of these incidents occur, you could be held liable for these.
Exactly.
So if you proceed to trespass against me of a victimless crime, then I have every right to do that. Now, if he decides to change his, you know, do whatever he wants to do, cuff me, put me in the cruiser, take me there, then he is liable for that. And how that works is the assemblies can go get the man or woman, living man or woman, one of the marshals or one of the sheriffs or whoever, can go get that individual and take them out of that jurisdiction and then hold that officer or officers liable for that. And then they could be held in court and then charged and then feed and fined and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, because it's an international crime to mess with a foreign sovereign. International diplomats, that's right.
Sweetness.
We're owed the law of peace. I mean, that's it.
You guys ready for the holidays?
There's a holiday.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Nothing but truth. Christmas. I'm like, it's truth day.
Absolutely. Every day. So real quick, back to the when they took you at birth, they created a, you know, at one point it was 600,000, it went to 1 million and then 3 million in a bond. So all this money was created at that corporate fiction, and all that money was owed to you. So when you bought a house, it was paid for through the trust. But what they did is they charge you for the house and they charge you interest and everything else. So they
send you the statement. It's just a statement.
They tripled up on you. So all that money is owed back to you. So some people are collecting that. When they become a state citizen or a state national, you are able to turn in your receipts and collect on that money that was created, which is in your name. When you captured it, you said, I'm capturing that. Now that is tied to you.
And it belongs curiously, to you. Is that done? Is that from what you're learning? Would something like that be done through the IRS and just using
Federal
different
Reserve,
Reserve and the IRS, yeah.
Just
yeah.
using different forms than what you would, what we're.
Yeah. So both of them work for us. So there's the system's getting set up like right now, but they already accepted it. Like that's going to basically be the system where you turn in all your stuff to your state coordinator, basically, and he's going to send it to that system. And then that system, they'll provide the credit.
Mitch Levin's Mansion goes to American State Assembly.net and contact your state coordinator.
But you can go to Anna's website as well, and you can put it. There is a place to put like a question for the weekly webinar. And on the Monday night call, they answer, I mean, they answer like 40 questions in one
night.
Also,
I also want to stress too, just that, you know, I don't think, and I think I could say that, I know I could say this on Stan's behalf, we're not speaking negatively about law enforcement officers or anything like that, because there's a lot of officers and judges and attorneys, people who have, are parts of the Bar Association that don't know about what we're even talking about. And there's dualities in everything. There is good guys and there's bad
guys. Just like us. They're just U.S. citizens living.
There's going to be good law enforcement officers and bad law enforcement officers. So I have respect for anybody who's looking out for the betterment of their fellow man and woman. That would be, you know, but if you're doing this to really honestly, like, you know, get a bunch of tickets and you're just trying to help the service corporation and you don't care about people and you're abusing your power, then, you know, those are the law enforcement people that are getting that bad rap. And unfortunately it makes the good law enforcement officers get in bad light and everybody kind of get lumped into the same thing and stereotype. So,
and basically just to answer Tammy's question, I mean, like me and Stan answer this a few times, but you guys really have to grasp it to understand how simple these answers are. We are owed rights and exemptions. We're not owed statutes, regulations, rules,
ordinances,
fines, fees, permits, tolls, parking. This is all man-made.
It's already paid for.
Allowed to run amok by people who haven't taught us who we are, which is the rightful of for and by the people. We're the ones that are supposed to be running, you know, the government. So basically all this stuff's already paid for because they already take all the money from our land trust and then they just put the money off on us to double dip. So they're basically robbing us of our own money.
The current corporations are crime syndicates offering you services that already belong to us. Everything's paid for through all the trust that they created at our birth. So all the GDP, everything is our money, and we're now in position to receive it back. The trusts that have been created from birth. So that's your New York Stock Exchange. You know, that's the all the trading floors. That's what happened, is they traded your corporate fiction on the New York Stock Exchange.
I could say that none of us know Donald Trump and can't say what side or what Donald Trump is doing. But if Donald Trump is trying to restore the republic, and it seems like some of these executive orders are making it easier.
It definitely seems like it, but well, regardless, he's foreign to us and we're his employer. But keep going.
And I mean, I've even heard from people like Nomad Capitalist, who is somebody who is like travels around the world and it does this more on comes from an economic professional perspective. And he's saying under a Biden administration that a lot of these things are going to get a lot more difficult. So I can't say that, yes, Donald Trump is on any particular side, because it's all the side of the corporation still, and he is the president, CEO of that corporation. But, you know, is it possible he's trying to help restore the Republic and giving this opportunity for people to help correct things and make it easier?
Definitely seems like it from my personal, like, I'm not saying I'm getting, this is not, I'm not telling you I got confirmation for anyone in the assembly. From my personal take, from what I've seen from the last 6 years, this is someone who grew up in a union, lifelong Democrat family, who marched for Bernie Sanders single-handedly and found out that my entire life was an upside down lie. And in the last year and a half, I've come to find out that 99% of the stuff they said about Donald Trump was in fact a lie. So that that leads me to think that he is restoring, he's trying to help restore the Republic. But like I said, whether he is or not, we're his employer and we don't need him to restore it. We need each other. We need everyone to correct their political status and take control of their own state.
Last question here, and then we're going to wrap up because I'm tired as hell, man, after three streams. And
absolutely. You can do part three again whenever you're ready.
Off for the next 4 days. Be back Monday the 28th. But if you didn't catch those streams I did earlier, I encourage you guys to check out the one, especially the ladies' perspective one. But
yeah, it was really good. You guys got to watch the one he did with the three ladies. It's awesome. The energy exchange is great.
Straw man, and this corrects our status. So
you're taking back your trade name.
Your straw man is your legal fiction. And if I understand all this correctly,
you're decontracting.
You would be taking control of you, of Sid.
You're just decontracting. You're putting them on public notice.
What me and Stan have done is given them public record that we are the living man. We've taken back our name. We've told them, hey, no one could ever use this name again. And if you do, it's fraud. It's identity theft. It's copyright infringement. It's breach of trust. It's breach of contract. And that's where the fee schedule comes in. Because now it's public record. Hey, you guys can't misidentify me anymore. Well, hey, I know who I am, and you know who I am
too. That for I just had a brain fart, and I want to show highlight this while I'm trying to get back at it. I do at Rice Crypto on Twitter. What is your Twitter handle?
I'll put it. Dean Vegan, but I got to change it. But I want to change this to Nico in Georgia, but it's okay. I'll leave it for that for like a week.
Well, okay, we'll figure it out, and you can contact me at Rice Crypto, and I'll get you in contact with them. What I was going to say, the brain fart came back around, was
thanks, Z.
What we're talking about is strictly for the United States. If there's any similarity of what
Australia has an assembly.
Yeah, Australia, but I mean, but as far as correcting status, I don't know if like they have the same system of correcting.
Well, that's why there's an assembly. It's an international system that plans to be worldwide. There's only one, and it plans to be worldwide. Yes.
Cool. Well, I'd like to, and you know, that's something that's very cool to open up. Cool. I see that you see that. Cool. So yeah, I just wanted to let people know that this is specifically really everything that we're talking about is about U.S. citizen, American state national, American state citizen. Now, as we learn things more about things on an international level, I'd love to be able to share that with people who are in those communities and part of those assemblies. But being that I'm in the United States, as well as Stan and Nico, right now it's more relevant for us to focus on what's local at hand. And then once a better understanding of that takes place, then you can start understanding and getting a better idea of how these things apply and start connecting all these different assemblies and have that cohesion. So I don't want people outside, because there's been people in the UK. I've got a pretty decent UK and Australian and New Zealand audience, which I appreciate and love, but I don't want anybody to think any of this is you know, for the people outside of the United States. And did I was taking it as you guys hooked up. I was like, I didn't know.
Ooh, hey,
you didn't tell me.
Stan looks like he's 22 years old.
All right, guys. Well, man, this has been fun, and we're gonna definitely do it again. But yeah, I'm starting to my voice is getting tired, and I'm starting to look like shit, and I'm high, a little high. Every time we were going behind the screen, yeah, there was a couple times I was hitting my bong. As maybe I forgot to mute the mic once or twice. I don't know. But I don't know. It's all good. You know, we're here to break stereotypes, but let's go around and wrap up final thoughts and whatever you want to say, because we're not really going to, I don't know if we're going to do anything before the end of the year or not, but just in case we don't, we'll start with Nico, go with B Love afterwards, and then I'll wrap it up.
I just wanted to say, you guys, biggest two things to understand from this: American state nationals, American state citizens, rights, exemptions, landlords, freedom of, for, by the people, self-governance. Okay, U.S. citizen, voluntary indentured servant, taxes, property taxes, insurances, registrations, fines, fees, statutes, regulations, codes,
ordinances.
Ordinances. It's a world of unnecessary stuff. And none of it is supposed to be meant for you.
It's theft.
And anyone is free to hit me up, guys, on Twitter, on email. Hit me up, please, with all your questions, because we're assembling the states. I want to help everyone come home to the land and soil.
Sounds good, my friend. I was trying to make that sound like in some pirate way, because I was trying to put a pirate spin to it, but because I'm navigating the waters.
Yes, you are.
I love it.
B-Love.
Along, baby.
B-Love, actually, everybody knows B-Love is working on his hip hop album, his spiritual hip hop album.
That's it, baby. That's it.
Put me on, baby.
So, before I go, herbalorganic.org to get 50% off of only the endocannabinoid system activators.
I like Herbal Organics.
Yeah, and then that's with 1, 2, or 3 month subscription. So if you go use my code LOVE450SUB, then you get 50% off of any of the endocannabinoid system activators, and you get free shipping. All right. So what I'd like to say is the du jour government for the people, by the people, of the people has been created. It is here and now for the first time in history in 160 years. This is a historical moment, and the only thing missing is you. And you can literally, if you contact your state coordinator today, you can get yourself recorded, correct your status, and living in harmony, and hopefully you will help support the du jour government that is here to help you from the fiction that is stealing from you. So I hope you find this information helpful, and you will dig in and do your own diligence and see for yourself. If you have any questions, reach out to your state coordinator, or you can leave them in the comments in the video here. So thank you guys very much for tuning in, and have a great holiday.
Yeah, man, that was well said. I appreciate both your time, man. I really enjoyed this stream. I look forward to our conversations. I do encourage people, again, if this is the first time ever tuning in to any of our stuff, make sure you subscribe to both of our channels. Check out episode 8 with the first appearance of Nico. Check out the interview that me and Stan did with Anna Von Reitz. Links are down below, and they're on our channels as well. Make sure you hit that thumbs up. It helps other people to be able to see this information. I'm going to be off until Monday. So basically, I want to wish everybody a happy holidays. I want to keep it very neutral. Just basically happy holidays to you. I will be on the interwebs before the new year. So, that's going to be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to being off the next 4 days after doing 3 streams.
Hardcore today, man. You went hardcore.
Yeah, it was cool though. I mean, what was the beauty of it really was having them all being 3 different round tables with at least 2 other people or 3. So I didn't have to talk the whole time. And so it wasn't like it was as much work as it seems, but it was still work. But and for everybody who couldn't watch one or any of the streams, hopefully, I think this is like 6 or 7 videos in 3 days. So hopefully, we'll be able to hold people over until Monday. I hope.
That's why you got that motion sickness, baby. You've been rocking that boat.
Yeah,
gotta bring you to dock.
Yes, I'm telling you, being a pirate's hard. This is my 30
seconds of promo.
It's a hard knock life.
This is my 30 seconds of promo, y'all. I just wanted to let y'all know, if y'all go check out elevatefullcircle.com, if you guys are within 200 miles of Georgia, this is how I originally got started on this journey. When I came down and I started helping my dad, you know, beat cancer, I went to all these amazing local vendors and local food and restaurants, just local places. And I was like, man, you guys got the best food. You guys got the best energy. You guys got the best vibes. You just don't have enough customers. So I was like, I'm going to create a website, kind of like a database where I can tell all the people in my community who don't know about all the local stuff and add all those local people. And then I can host a party where I kind of, or whenever they host their own parties, I can just blast it out and people could know where to go to support local. But that turned into, you know, I found out about the assembly. And now when I do my first festival, it's not only going to be about incorporating the community and teaching people about, you know, love and being our own Wall Street and just, you know, only shopping local, forget about Amazon and Walmart and all that. It's also going to be about, hey, come correct your political status, come be a part of the family, you know, come be a part of the state militia, you know, come be a part of this, come be a part of that. We're going to teach people
or come join my
full circle how to be free, healthy, and happy.
I'm going to have a ship where I am in control of everything. Everything. You have to contract with me. You have to let me know when you're pee and poop. I may not let you pee.
Rice, put up Truth Angel's comment for me real quick.
Starting with 70 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, hey, pirates always get the booty.
All right, so 70 years up. Right, wonder what they will do to try to stop this. Can they stop the assembly? Now, remember, we're running in parallel, so it isn't about us against them. So we are doing outreach programs to let those who need to know of our presence. So this isn't like we're hiding in some bunker or in the woods anywhere. We're actually out here bringing attention and awareness, and we're going to actually go communicate. So it's all about communication. I mean, we're in communication with the Vatican, we're in communication with the Queen, we're in communication with this current government and local enforcement.
You guys
we're in communication.
You guys
Anna and the assembly, I just want to tell you, Anna and the assembly is in communication three levels above the local state governor, which is that's like the head of the state of state in your corporation, basically, that you're living in that ship. So we deal with three positions above that directly. So trust me, these people know there's nothing to be scared of. We just have to assemble. That's it. So there's nothing to be scared of, guys. And think about it. We stay poor because we're scared of truth. We're scared to learn. And that's why we're here to just teach and grow. We're not here to control anyone. Like we said, do your own research. Every answer's there. They're 100% transparent. Go look at it. Don't just write it off because this is the end of the loophole. We figured out what the fraud is. We figured out what the true history is. There's only one American States Assembly, which is the only of, for, and by the people. And that's what we want you to be a part of. Get off that damn ship, baby. Walk that plank and jump on land.
ASMR, man. People enjoy this. It might get us views.
And this is nothing but clarity, y'all. I mean, even this shirt. I found this shirt and I was like, Grateful Dead. And look at these little semen. And I'm like, we're the Grateful Dead. No.
You know, hey, you'll hear something cool and you'll probably love
it. We're the drones.
There's a place not too far from where I live that's can't give it away without. The name of the place is called Grateful Bread. In case you want to get an idea what they sell, but
yeah. I'm gonna check it out.
Hey, Truth Angel, you're not joining anything. So remember, you're not joining a club, you're not joining an organization.
Claiming your birthright.
Oh, you're joining if you want to join my club, that's what she's referring to, because you know maybe she's ready to cover.
You're free to do whatever you want. If you want to join an organization, join Chris's.
You will be my slave. You will be my underling. You get it. So hopefully I'm not going to have anybody sign up. That's the point. It's the point, man. Because if I was to be able to challenge any of these postmaster general commander in chiefs and win the title of quantum grammar king, I would just bury it. It would just be dead and gone. Dead and gone. Yeah. But I do want to wish Russell J. Gould happy holidays as well. Just so it doesn't all seem so negative. Rachel as well, too. Yeah, it's all good. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Happy holidays to you. Make sure you spend some quality time with your friends and family and enjoy this time. And just think about all the things that you're really thankful for and start reviewing this crazy-ass year and start thinking about not New Year's resolutions, but start thinking about really if this is an end of a chapter and a beginning of another chapter, Then think about how you want this story to play out and start manifesting that. And you know, you do that with your thoughts, with your words, and with your actions. So as always, I encourage you to be the change by practicing change. And happy holidays, and smoke one.